It's Health Inc. on Air. Linda Cohen along with you. The National Cancer Institute estimates that more than 22,000 new cases of primary malignant brain and central nervous system tumors will be diagnosed in the United States this year. But there are some exciting new treatments that are developing for those and showing quite a bit of promise as well. Joining me this morning to tell us all about it is Dr. Zulma Tovar-Spinoza, Assistant Professor of Pediatrics and Neurosurgery and the Director of Pediatric Neurosurgery at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Dr. Spinoza. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Linda, for having me back.
So tell us, you're involved in some very exciting new approach to treating tumors. Tell us all about it. What is it exactly?
Well, as the medicine advances and we try to find better ways and simple ways to treat brain tumors, every time that we talk about brain tumor sounds like something scary, where the family and the patient have the idea that you have to undergo very complicated procedures for treatment. So as neurosurgery advances, we're trying to identify minimally invasive treatments that can be as effective as open and complex surgeries.
So when you say minimally invasive, that's been coming up a lot. We've been doing a lot of interviews, and it's incredible to me how many areas of medicine now are turning to medicine and surgery, are turning to these minimally invasive procedures to achieve the same goals, where before, like you said, they'd have to do these very complex open procedures, either cutting into the skull and the brain or the heart or anywhere in the body. So how does that work for you? How does that work in your case?
Well, in neurosurgery, certainly there are lesions. Some years ago, with the introduction of the endoscopic surgery on the field, we could learn different pathways to approach the tumors from inside through little holes on the skull. And then you learned how to navigate inside the brain with these little telescopes, and you could better approach lesions that before those times were very difficult to approach through open procedures because you needed to go through many important areas of the brain, and certainly you will cause, even if you didn't want to, some disabilities to the patient. Now, by the use of the endoscope, you created new approaches and straight approaches to lesions. And as medicine and neurosurgery advances with time, so we keep looking for other approaches. And then that's with the advance of, the gamma knife, the silver knife for treating brain tumors, which, you do treat specific tumors with a specific, very localized doses of different types of radiation. And more recently, we have been introducing the use of laser ablation surgery.
So in fact, just let me rephrase what I understand. The combination of the advanced imaging techniques and these very small telescopes or endoscopes that you talk about, the combination of that with the ability to deliver targeted either a laser to burn the tumor or some kind of medicine to kill the tumor, that combination has allowed you then not to have to really, especially with tumors that may be in a difficult location, you don't have to damage the rest of the brain. You can just target your problem area and go for it and deliver whatever it is to get rid of it.
Exactly. So with the new technologies, specifically in cases where the tumors are in deep locations or tumors that are reluctant to other types of treatment or recurrent tumors, or tumors that are located in areas that are very significant, like the brainstem, for example, you try to look for treatments that are not as invasive. So most recently, we introduced what is called the laser ablation technique for treating brain tumors. And just on the side, we are also introducing that for treating patients or lesions that produce epilepsy.
So in other words, let me just get this straight. You're doing it now specifically for tumors, but you mentioned that if you have epilepsy that's intractable, for example, the medicines that you normally give to people with epilepsy aren't helping, you can literally do the same thing. You can go in, find the area of the brain. I think we actually interviewed you on this subject once before.
Yes, we spoke about the options of the surgical options for epilepsy. So this technique is also applicable for some specific surgical patients for epilepsy. And what this technique is about, and let's just rephrase, yes, we have a specific lesion on the brain, which the surgical approach is quite complex, or it will know that it will produce some kind of deficit on the patient.
More damage.
More damage than benefit, or the, you know. So we try to use the minimal invasive techniques. So with the laser ablation is one of the options, and what it consists is that you have the lesion, and you have a laser probe that is very small. It's like 2 millimeters diameter.
Wow, that's really small.
Yeah. So with the use of the new techniques, and the beauty of this technique is that actually you can do this under MRI guidance. So we use our navigation system, which is like a GPS system for the brain. And you use guided MRI imaging, which this laser is compatible with. And you can introduce the probe or the tip of this laser inside the lesion. Then you take the patient to MRI, and using this specific software, you actually will thermal ablation, which is heating, by heating the lesion, you melt the tumor or the lesion or whatever you are treated.
That's incredible.
I know. It's just, you know.
Talk about targeted therapy.
Exactly. It's a very precise targeted therapy. It's the software is created to deliver the thermal ablation for the specific lesion without lesioning the surrounding healthy brain. And that's the beauty of this, right? It's applicable to pediatric patients, it's applicable to adult patients, and it's applicable to, as you can imagine, we are learning how to use this technology to different fields, like the brain tumors and the epilepsy patients. And I'm sure that as we learn more about this, we are going to find more and more applications for this.
Yeah, I read somewhere that some of these types of, guided techniques are being used even for prostate cancer or kidney problems. I mean, it seems to me that it's endless possibilities. And we had at one point interviewed someone who's an interventional radiologist who's been using some of these things for uterine fibroids. I mean, the idea that at one time it seemed to me that all of the technology, the visualization technology, was more for diagnostic purposes, but clearly today it's being used as the method through which we can deliver treatment.
Yes, and this technology, actually, the company, and I have no commercial relationship with the company, but the name of the company is Visualase, and
the
only company out there that has the laser probe that is MRI compatible. And this device is FDA approved. They are FDA approved. This is not an experimental treatment for treating lesions. And this laser can be used for different organs in the body. So this is not brain specific. So there is a learning curve. This company has been out for quite a while already, and we are in upstate starting our trial on this company and on the patients. Certainly, we already did our first case that has been a success, and we are now approaching our epilepsy patients to offer this treatment as an armamentarium as an alternative for epilepsy surgery as well.
That's amazing. So what you're saying is while in neurosurgery, you're focusing on your issues, whether it be epilepsy or brain tumors, but this company is offering that same type of, was it called an endoscope?
No, this is a laser.
A laser that could be used, again, minimally invasively to go elsewhere in the body and treat other problems. It's really incredible. Tell us a little bit about the case that was successful. What happened? What did you see?
Well, this young lady came to upstate with a deep-seated brain tumor. She was almost asymptomatic.
She did not have symptoms, you're saying?
The symptoms that she had was actually because of brain compression, but not because of the tumor itself. So she developed what is hydrocephalus, which is when the fluid of the brain builds up. So we were able to treat this lady first with endoscopy, which is like a little hole, and we drain the fluid. Through the same procedure with the endoscope, we took a biopsy, and we identified what type of tumor was that. But as I said, this was a very deep-seated in the upper midbrain tumor. And you ask yourself, well, this is a very difficult, complex approach if you try to approach this tumor in an open way.
So if you did the conventional surgery,
she will going to have severe complications from the surgery with a long, recovery.
Very long recovery.
Yeah. So we were able, we discovered this option for her. I said, oh, this is a fantastic option for this patient.
That's incredible.
And we were able to bring that technology to Upstate as we contacted the company. And we treated her. And she's doing very well.
How long did the procedure actually take from start to finish?
This was our first procedure, so we took about 3 hours because that was our first procedure. But as you learn, this procedure can last an hour and a half to 2 hours, including all the time of the MRI.
And do you envision that these may someday be outpatient kinds of procedures?
Oh, yes, definitely. Probably not in pediatrics. Pediatrics, we certainly cannot do these procedures with awake patients, but in the adult world, some of these patients can be treated even with sedation, awake procedures, and that this can just be an outpatient procedure.
That's incredible.
I know it's as we advance and we talk about these things, but technology advances, medicine advances, and as we do minimal invasive. It's not only because of the approach, but it's also for the way that we can do things faster and more effective with less discomfort for the patient. With we're trying to do that as the health system becomes much more complex. We try to do things that could be cheaper for the patients and the companies, but that's effective or probably more effective than complex procedures.
And also it may be that, in fact, from what you describe, and you have to tell me if I'm wrong, that if some of these tumors, for example, that are in difficult locations are also resistant to the current medications or current conventional therapies, it may be the only hope in a way for someone who has that kind of tumor.
And that's the way that the first studies or the first trials of this laser ablation started, because patients that had malignant tumors that were resistant to chemotherapy, radiotherapy, recurrent surgery, they say, well, let's just try this technology, let's see it works. There's definitely the papers show that it's working.
And it's being done around the country, these kinds
of
things.
Yes, there are several centers that are developing studies now, and Upstate is becoming one of them.
That's incredible. Well, it is so wonderful to know that we have something of that caliber being done right here in Central New York. People don't have to travel long distances, leave their families and all that. It's incredible. We have only a little bit of time left. Did you have something else you wanted to share?
Yes, we are the only center in the Upstate area that is going to offer this treatment. We try to, as always, to bring the new technologies to our patients. We are dedicated to our patient care. And certainly, this is a treatment that is available not only for pediatric patients, but also for the adult patients. And we really want to encourage people to, ask questions and see if this is an option for them.
Thanks so much for coming in. My guest has been Dr. Zulma Tovar-Spinoza, Assistant Professor of Pediatrics and Neurosurgery and the Director of Pediatric Neurosurgery at Upstate Medical University. Please stay with us. We'll be right back with more Health Tech on Air right after this short break.